step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Every day during the season, we'll give you a heap and help in a baseball conversation. It's a segment that we'll call the Daily Pickle.
I am in a pickle.
We actually get to say that on the radio.
An exclusive presentation of The Rob Dibble Show.
Welcome back to The Rob Dibble Show. Dibs is on vacation today through the week. Ben Darnell with you here on The Dibble Show, taking you through this whole week. Gallo behind the glass. Kurt hanging out in the studio as well. In my office today around 10 o'clock, listening to one of my favorite midday shows on 97.9 ESPN. Hashtag Greeny. And Greenberg's going to break right after his first segment. He goes, stay tuned. We got Rob Dibble coming up next. What? Wait a second. This dude's supposed to be on vacation. How do I not know about this? And I text Gallo like, hey, Dibs is going to be on Greenberg. Really?
Yeah.
News to us. But Dibs was asked a lot about the Yankees, a lot about spider tack, a lot about pitching in the world of Major League Baseball. And man, there's really today, you know, I'd like to highlight Shohei Ohtani. I'd like to tell you about all the great things that are going on in baseball. But man, there's some bad stories here in the Daily Pickle today. Let's start with the least ugly one, and that is Brian Cashman talking about his 41-38, three games above 500 New York Yankees. But if you're a Yankee fan and or a Yankee player, or especially a Yankee exec that's shelled out a lot of money for this roster, not quite happy on being 7.5 back from the Boston Red Sox. And Gallo says, a lot of people are focusing on when Cashman says Yankees suck, but he says you got to listen to the whole Cashman post-game presser, or is it pregame?
This is pregame yesterday.
Pregame yesterday. This is like 2 minutes long, but if you're a Yankees fan and you want to know what the hell's going on the team, maybe you should listen in.
I think when you're playing bad, and we are playing as bad as you can possibly be playing, it looks like that. I know they urgently want to get on track, but I also know that we suck right now, as bad as you can be. So trying to knock ourselves out of that is obviously the effort, but until we get online and start flying high again, it's going to look bad, and it plays bad, and it stinks to the high heavens, and right now we got to own that. I can't tell you it's going to happen or not. I know we're fighting for it to happen, and these guys are challenging. You know, they've been challenged. They're challenging themselves. Obviously, the fan base are demanding what they need to see better, and these guys want to be better, but it just hasn't come together right now. I've been through it before, but it doesn't guarantee you get through it. So clearly, if I can import some outside stuff to help it, I will do so, but, you know, those things don't present themselves easy, and so we'll still play with the trade conversations. In the meantime, everybody's fully focused on trying to get each individual player back online on a consistent basis as best we possibly can. But you got to call it like it sees. It's pretty bad right now. Nothing on the horizon right now. I mean, the most important thing is to self-correct with what we got. A week ago, we were 3.5 games out. Now we've slid back again. And that's the frustrating part of it. It's been a first few months to forget. But I know no one's going to let us forget it unless we're back on track. So is there a chance that we could be sellers? Hey, if we fall like a stone, obviously, then you have to regroup and reassess. Obviously, we're trying to fix what we've got, self-correct what we have, and add to it if we can. But if it's unworthy at some point, then, you know, obviously, then you have to have different conversations. I don't think we're at that point yet, but I understand why you asked the questions, because we've played to that level right now. This is not an Aaron Boone problem, and this is not a coaching staff problem. That's my opinion. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is not, they're doing what they need to do, but we're not getting the results that we need, and so they've got my support. We're in this together, and I'm not making any recommendations with any of these people, because I know that their job is doing what they need to be doing. We're just not getting the results. I know it's easy from my chair that to all of a sudden say, you know what, let me throw something overboard to just satisfy the masses, and it's harder to actually stick with what you've got because you believe in it. These people care. They're working their ass off. They're really good at what they do. We're not getting the results, and I'm the head of baseball operations, so that falls more on me than them.
He's trading somebody.
Yeah.
That's what that said. You're not messing with the coaching staff. They're doing the best that they can. This is what I got from all of that. Doing the best that they can. Aaron Boone's putting out the best lineups that he can. All the coaches are doing everything they can. But they're not seeing it with the people that they have. They're not going to stick and beat their heads over the wall all year, especially if they're in fourth place. They're going to become sellers. They're making moves behind the scenes right now to try to get a left-handed bat. You may see it before the All-Star break or just right after the All-Star break. But Gary Sanchez is a piece that they could move today, and they should be thankful in the last 3 weeks that he has hit well above 300 in that time period, smoked a bunch of home runs over the fence, and caught decent baseball behind the plate. Higashioka's ready to go. They have other catchers in the pipeline as backups. I think Gary Sanchez is going to get traded for a left-handed bat somehow, some way.
See, I know that we've been talking all year about trading Gary and that, you know, now's the time to do it. And he's, like you just said, he's played so well over the last 3 weeks, but has he almost played too well where you don't want to trade him now?
Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that a lot, too, where, geez, man, he is a bat that you can count on now.
Right.
But will he be there all season when you start next year? Is he going to start 180 for 3 months? Is he going to be injured again? Are we going to have another wild or pass ball that's going to cost us a game? Is he going to have a ground ball with one out and not hustle it and somehow cost us a game that way? There's been a lot of Gary Sanchez mistakes that you can point to get rid of this guy. Sell high, buy low. And if you wait, the stock might drop again for Gary Sanchez. Aaron Judge is out of the lineup again tonight.
Yeah. Against Shohei pitching.
You got to have guys that you can consistently count on. And, you know, you got to have a left-handed bat in that lineup. You look at those lineups and it's righties all the way until you get to Brett Gardner. Like, pitching staffs lick their chops for that. Bullpens, you know, feast on that stuff, man. Especially when they're only coming in for three outs.
And in that building, how do you not have...
Talk about Aaron Judge's home run. Judge's home run last night.
Last night, he took one of the easiest swings I've ever seen him take, and the ball went like 450 feet to right.
We've been saying this since the kid got in the league. You're a monster. That baseball, there's something about that baseball that just jumps off bats here in the last 5 years than it hasn't before. You're playing in a ballpark that was built for the likes of A-Rod, Giambi...
Jeter. Going the other way.
Jeter, for sure, for left-handed batters. Like, that's the one thing that's just so crazy when you think of Cashman. You don't know the ballpark, man. To put together those monsters of righties, great. And I understand that, you know, the analytics of home runs and, you know, those guys, you can throw them all out there. Even Voit, it's not hitting. Stanton, that's not hitting. A lot of teams would love them in the four spot of their lineup.
You know who they really, really miss right now is Didi Gregorius, that left-handed
great
bat
lefty
that plays shortstop at a really high level. And guess what? I think it was earlier this year, for the first time in his career, hit a home run that didn't go to right field.
Well, here's the thing about Didi, too, is and watch Shohei swing, man. Watch him hit home runs. He's not picking his leg way up and putting his whole body into it. It's reactionary bat speed. Didi Gregorius can hit with two strikes. Didi Gregorius can save an inning with two outs. Didi Gregorius can steal a base. Like, there's a lot of small ball stuff that baseball fans and people who've just played Little League ball in their life are pointing to with the New York Yankees. Like, why the hell are these idiots doing that? I think Cashman's going to make some moves because if Cashman knows that if he doesn't fix this, because they spent a lot of money, the Yankees are looking at Tampa Bay every year and saying to Cashman and anyone who's coaching these guys or anyone who gave money to the likes of Garrett Cole, $300 million, and contracts like that, what the hell is Tampa Bay doing that we're not? You know that's happening after every season when the Yankees aren't in the World Series. Then who'd the Red Sox get to run their team? Chaim Bloom? Where'd he come from? Tampa Bay? Cashman knows that if this roster doesn't perform, if Aaron Boone doesn't get these guys winning baseball games, they're not going to be the ones that are going to get let go. They can't be fired as easy as he can. And he's going to be the one that gets fired. Not these guys. Because even he says it in his answer there. This is on him.
Yeah.
He built this team. He put all those right-handed bats in this left-handed ballpark.
Am I the only one that hears, like, we're not going to change that, and it's not Boone's fault, and it's not his problem, but he's gone? That's the way I see it. Is at the end of the year, it's like, oh, yeah, we're moving on from Boone.
I don't think so. No, I don't.
That's what I heard, though. I really did.
I feel like Boone is doing exactly what they want him to do.
Yeah.
He's completely handcuffed, and he's not making the decisions that we think that a manager should be making.
You had great coaches. You had the reason you got rid of a Joe Girardi is because he wants to make up the lineup. You know? So like you
actually made
again, it. Just like these right-handed batters for this left-handed ballpark, you built that mess. You brought in Boone to do exactly what Boone has been doing since he got there. So like that's what y'all wanted. If you bring in a baseball coach like a Dusty Baker of some sorts, you're going to be like, wait a second. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We stack 8 right-handed batters, 1 through 8. Maybe we throw you a switch hitter, and we play people batting less than 180 because they got a big contract, Dusty. We don't care about winning ball games, really, as much as we do as the bottom line.
But I still think that it comes back to the face of the franchise, and he is that face, and he's gone at the end of the year.
I wish that was the case. I agree with you. In a sports world of logic, yes, that is correct. But I feel like these, I always say coaches, the managers of Major League Baseball, for the most part, the teams that want to control with the analytics department and based the lineup based on the contract, they're going to have yes men, substitute teachers to do their bidding. But you are correct, Kurt. Look around the league at teams that are playing great baseball right now. They have coaches that force them to take infield, common sense lineups, and great plate approach. They're like basics. I know. When will the curve turn? That's what Dibs and I keep on saying that to each other. Like, when is the guy going to rebel and be like, damn it, I'm batting 150 and I've been doing it your way. I've been trying this launch angle. I'm going to try what I've been taught since I was 12. Level swings and take where the pitch goes. If it's low and outside, I'm going to punch it to the opposite field where everyone is shifted away from. And like those guys are going to be batting 300, and the good hitters, it's no surprise. It's the good hitters are still raking, and guys that are trying to hit home runs and trying to hit the ball 500 foot. Like your Joey Gallo's are great. They hit a lot of home runs, but man, they lead the league at strikeouts, and strikeouts are the most unproductive thing you can do on offense on a baseball team. I don't know when it's going to break, but someone is going to lose enough or not get a contract and tell these analytic nerds to hell with you.
I think it should be Aaron Judge. I mean, he's going to be up for a contract soon, and he's one of these launch angle guys. And I know he's got his average up to like 280 now, but still, he's still a home runner strikeout.
They just have so many examples of themselves hitting mistakes. Like for them, it'd be mistake swings that actually turn into base hits. And they're like, oh, that won us the ball game. Oh, man, the feeling that I have when Judge hits that home run is, man, I lucked out there. Yeah. Instead of, gosh, that was a lot easier than what I've been making it in the past. And I don't know why. Like Stanton has game-winning hits, but they were because he like swung and topped the ball and missed it. And it's like, well, it went the other way on accident. So like, how they don't just watch their own game film. It's mind boggling. There's even worse news though in Major League Baseball. Gosh, I know we're running out of time and we're not giving these stories enough justification, but the Tyler Skaggs lawsuit for the Los Angeles Angels has got a lot of teeth. If you don't remember, Tyler Skaggs had an overdose 2 years ago on a Texas Rangers road trip. The Angels found him dead in his hotel room. Now, I remember this pretty vividly, Gallo, when this story broke, and we had a lot of speculation in the studio. We're like, why are they not telling us a lot of information? I immediately thought they're trying to CYA, cover themselves. CYA stands for something else, but they were trying to cover themselves. And now it looks like they are in a world of crap right here. And the family of Tyler Skaggs is not going to let this go. And they're bringing a pretty hefty lawsuit against the Los Angeles Angels. That story is to be continued. Here's another one that will to be continued. Los Angeles Dodgers. Trevor Bauer in the news again, and not for a good thing. Sexual assault allegations, which could be coming in a charge here shortly, maybe even during this show. And there's been no comment from both camps, really, as of now. And I tell everyone on these kind of stories, wait until the facts come out before you make some kind of judgment one way or another. So that story will be to be continued. One more story in the world of baseball. Ex-New York Mets Jared Porter, who was just recently fired from all the stuff that they found out before his hiring of New York Mets, never really got to be the GM for the New York Mets. Well, the Cubs, right? It's coming from the Cubs.
I think so. Yeah.
Jared Porter has been banned from baseball through at least 2022 for inappropriate conduct. So that's a story that shouldn't be continued after that. I doubt that guy will ever work in baseball again, rightfully so. So there's a good ending to a lot of bad stories in the world of baseball. Here's another one real quick before we go to replay duels. If you missed Jeff Dooley, voice of the Yard Goats, they got a big week tonight, big game tonight against a big pitcher from the Altoona Curve. We will play that next. But before we get there, sticky substance beef going on. White Sox, Minnesota Twins, White Sox in first, Twins in last. Josh Donaldson has been like enemy number one for all the sticky substance pitchers because he's the one who finally called them all out. Well, at least Garrett Cole called him out and sent the text message of what he sent to the Angels clubby, Bubba Harkins. So Donaldson last night rakes a home run off of Lucas Giolito. Lucas Giolito. He said something to Giolito as he's going to first base, but Giolito didn't really hear him. But what he said was, oh, you can't pitch with the sticky stuff now. Then Giolito was told at the post game of what he said, and a lot of curse words, but my favorite was, we got the win, W is next to my name, they're in last place.
That's the ultimate scoreboard.
That one's to be continued as well, though, man. Dibs was telling us this when this broke. The Major League Baseball owners love this with the CBA coming on because it's pitchers versus hitters. It's infighting. And that's the best thing for the owners on the CBA front. All right, let's take a break. Talk a little minor league baseball. I know they're losing. I know they only have 15 wins. But there's some bright spots on the Yard Goats you need to know about. They have a guy that's actually hitting home runs. More home runs than anybody in the entire league. Who is it? Let you know next. We'll replay that interview. Jeff Dooley, Yard Goats, play-by-play, next on The Rob Dibble Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.